This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Just when you thought Facebook couldn't get its nose any deeper into our lives, here it goes again. This time, it's yet another way to serve us up to advertisers. The social network rolled out a new tool today, one that combines what Facebook knows about us, our friends, our likes, all that stuff, with a whole bunch of data collected about us by other firms, and then rolls it all into one big ad targeting machine. Marketplace's Noelle King reports.
Facebook already knows a lot about what you like. Now it's going to know even more. The social network is partnering with outside data firms to collect information on how users behave on other websites and offline. Fatima Katablu is a senior analyst with Forrester Research. She says the benefit for Facebook...
They're really enriching what they know about how consumers actually behave transactionally.
Like in the grocery store, where a lot of us use rewards cards. She says, take a company like Red Bull, the energy drink. To find new customers, Red Bull might start with...
people buying Pepsi, so they're buying a caffeinated soda.
And because of their likes on Facebook?
We know that they like things like base jumping.
Those are exactly the people Red Bull wants to target. Facebook is banking on those data combinations to lure advertisers, new ones and old ones, like General Motors. The car company dropped its Facebook ads last year. It didn't think they were working. This week, GM came back. Neiman Marcus is also on board. But privacy experts are concerned that Facebook knows too much. Jeffrey Chester is executive director of the Center for Digital Democracy, a consumer privacy watchdog.
Another way to think about this is kind of 24/7 surveillance when you're in the street, when you're in the store.
Facebook says it's not offering up individual consumers, just big groups. You feel better now? I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.